Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back for another bathroom break with the one, the only, the best hair in the business, Jay Schwedelson, and me, Daniel Murray. And by the way, I'm giving a testimonial right now that Jay does have the best hair in marketing. So feel free to use that on your landing page, your LinkedIn, whatever you want. But this actually goes into the topic of the day is UGC and testimonials. So we can get into it or we can ramble for a little bit. Jay, what path do you want to go down?
Yeah, you see, that was an unsolicited testimonial that you just gave me. Those are like really the best kinds. But let's jump right into it. And we're going to talk about the importance of social proof, the importance of testimonials, user-generated content, because it is life. You know, I always think about if I was to go on, you know, Uber and order an Uber, and the Uber said the guy drove 7 rides at a 3.8 rating, there's a 0% chance of getting in that car because I'll die. But if he had 5,000 rides and a perfect rating, right, I'm like, dude, I'm in. It's going to be like Disney World in that car. And I couldn't be more excited. And that's the world that we live in now. Everything is about testimonials. Everything is about social proof. So Daniel, how should marketers leverage it? What do we got to be thinking about related to all this?
I think number one to think about before we go into this is we're in an age that testimonials are table stakes. If you don't have testimonials on your landing pages, on your website, in your emails, in your pitch decks, wherever you are, it's just table stakes right now. So if you don't have them above the fold, near your CTA, you're doing something wrong. That's number one. And I think people don't be afraid to ask for them. I think as marketers, we ask too little of this. I think our raving fans or our best customers or our best people will happily do this for us. And as marketers, we need to leverage that and have a place where we are storing this. I think a lot of people don't. For example, what we do at the Marketing Millennials, anytime I see a comment, anytime I see a good email, anytime I see someone saying something, I am putting it in a channel that is testimonials, Marketing Millennials love, Marketing Millennials fans. So we're storing all this love and testimonials. So we have a bank of all our raving fans and customers who love what we're doing.
Yeah, and I'll give you a couple of quick win tactics that we're seeing working. First of all, some of you out there may be like, well, I don't have 1,000 testimonials. I'm not, you know, some giant company. You only need like one. You could have one great testimonial and you could ride that and build a whole company around it. So don't think you need a zillion. But some quick win tactics that we're seeing right now is in the subject line of your emails, literally making your subject line the testimonial, what somebody said. That is it. Right? You could say, this product changed everything for me. These socks were the most comfortable I've ever had. This software changed our billing. You don't need to put the person's name in the subject line, but you just put it in quotes. And then you say, you know, this SaaS product changed everything, quote, happy customer or raving fan. That's what you put them. And you make that your subject line. We are seeing that do incredibly well because all we want as a prospect is the validation that whatever I'm considering buying, somebody else has liked it. So the sooner that we could see that, the better. And then one other thing that we do, which is kind of random, is if somebody's on, let's say a LinkedIn post, we put out something and somebody writes in the comments, oh, you guys are the best, or I love your events, or I love this, I love that. We reach out to that individual and we say, oh, would you mind if we use that as part of our testimonials? You go in your comments and then you be intentional because in those comments are testimonials, whether you realize it or not.
The best copy that is written is from your best customers, not only in your subject line. You can use this in your a billboard, paid advertisement, paid social. These are called a headline on your website. You can manipulate the wording to do that. I'm not saying manipulate the testimony, but you can use the words to craft a good headline. That's what they did with the Ogilvy Rolls-Royce ad. It was actually a line in a magazine that said about the clock in the Rolls-Royce. So they took and wrote the headline, and it's one of the best selling headlines ever. So your best customers, your best critics out there who are giving you testimonials, you can use it for everything. But also, I've seen some people do really cool things with testimonials. Gong used to just have a page that said Wall of Love, and it was just a whole page of LinkedIn comments and stuff like that that was on their website. And you can easily bring that concept into your world and stuff like that. Also, don't try to fake get that 5-star review, or having a perfect rating is actually sometimes a negative. If you have 25 reviews and they all 5-star, someone's going to think something's fishy with that. I rather have like a 4.9 star with 100 ratings, or 4.8 star, or even 4.4 star with multiple different, because people don't trust when something's just perfectly 5-star.
That's actually an awesome point. And I'll give one more tip. So beyond just using, let's say, the testimonials, right? You can actually say, this is our most downloaded tool. This is our most favorited item. This is our most requested whatever. Taking the aggregation of what people like, and then using that in your promotions as part of your social proof, in your subject line, in your headline, on your landing pages, this is the most whatever. This is what everybody wants. It makes us all feel better about the decision that we're making. So social proof is not just a testimonial. It's like a vibe.
It is. I mean, if you go to restaurants, the restaurants are actually the best at doing this, because you will see on restaurants, most popular item, or they have a star next to their favorites, or even if you ask a waiter and you ask them, what's your favorite dish? And they give you two of their favorite, and actually they give you one negative one. The negative one actually helps anchor the ones that are the positive ones, because you actually believe it's trustworthy. They say, don't get the chicken, but get the steak or the shrimp. And you're like, oh, why shouldn't I get the chicken? But if he's going to say he doesn't like something on the menu. So sometimes you're like admitting your flaws up front is actually a really good way to. And I've seen people use negative testimonials as great ads too. Because sometimes a negative, like, this bed is too hard, but it was the best sleep of my life. And it was like 1-star. And you just can like use it as a negative testimonial for an ad as well.
I love that sign of the coffee shop that said, one woman on Yelp said it's the worst coffee she's ever had. And they put that outside, come in and try it. I actually now want to do a campaign like our least popular whatever, or nobody download this content ever, and just see like if it drives performance. I bet you it would do well.
I think the intrigue effect of, you know, like when that one movie, I forgot what the movie, but they said, this is one of the worst movies ever. Yeah. And you just have to see it because it's like, well, I want to see the worst movie ever. Totally. What is this?
Well, hopefully this was not the worst episode ever. We should actually label it the worst episode we've ever done and see if we get the most downloads. There you go. We'll test it out on this episode. Well, we've done it again. Another bathroom break. Appreciate you checking out. Make sure to follow Daniel's podcast, The Marketing Millennials. You can check out mine too. Do This, Not That. And next week we'll be more back. We'll be back with more of the bathroom break.
Yeah, peace out. Make sure you flush.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips
that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.